This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, we're there. Ty Bollinger is here. TMB, RSB together again. Outside the box, my friend. How's my friend doing?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? I was listening to you last hour. You sound like you're getting a little hot in the under the collar there.
That was an understatement. You know, the last 2 days, because, you know, anytime I come back from a trip, and you know this, we've talked about this, you know how you get a little road weary. The only complaint I have from being on the road, because I love visiting with folks, hanging out with good friends, and meeting new healers and things like that, it's just sleep is never in abundance when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Unless I'm visiting your house, then I can sleep. But other than that, you know, it's just like crazy. So I get back, and I'm a little kind of road-weary, punch-drunk, ornery, all of that. So I tend to be short-tempered. Not diva. Super Don, is it like diva-like short-tempered or a different kind of short-tempered? I'm not sure how to describe it.
You're just a grumpy old man now, that's all.
There it is, the grumpy old man. So that's where I go, and I say, I warn folks about that occasionally. When I come back up from a trip, all good at home, and I get on the radio, it's like, let loose, there it goes, and here we go. And we've got some events coming up, and I haven't noticed that the official email blast out to the Truth About Cancer Natural Health Symposium, are we still at the ready? I'm thinking everybody's anticipating to jump at the moment they get the info.
You know what? I think it'll be pretty soon. We're still working on a couple of things, but yeah, okay. I think it's going to be soon that we put them up for sale.
Okay, and then we have a couple of events. One is in Ann Arbor outside of Detroit, and one is in Gainesville, North Georgia. And I'm trying to get this straight before we put it up on the show notes that you're going to be there, I'm going to be there. We'll have a lot of great healers in both of those places.
Yeah, actually, the whole family's going to be up in Ann Arbor. Charlene and I'll be speaking together there. And then, we'll be together in October in Dallas as well.
Yep.
And then afterwards we'll be down in Gainesville. Charlene and I are actually both speaking down there, and that's when we're going to be able to play the Harlem Legends. That's going to be fun.
That's incredible. I told everybody I'm the plucky comic relief on the court. I'll pass the ball and you can laugh at me. So we'll get there and look out on the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You'll see the updates shortly on all of the upcoming events, and there's way more than that I can get into right now. But first and foremost, let's start with the top 11 conspiracy theories that are actually true. They're not theories, they're facts, and they're also destructive to our health and safety. And this is an area, you know, you've written about extensively with monumental myths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, conspiracies are everywhere, and they happen millions of times a day. The only question is it a theory or is it a fact? And we're going to learn from some of these things that we talk about now that they're not actually theories anymore. This is conspiracy fact. So don't be afraid of the C word. It's a fact of life.
Yeah, and the first one goes up to the Flint, Michigan area. Of course, everybody knows about the scandal surrounding the lead in the water, of course, sodium fluoride and aluminum. And, you know, this is funny because it's not funny, but water quality scientists have been officially charged with, guess what, felony conspiracies.
Conspiracies.
Right? Wait a second. I thought that was just pretend. That's not real. No, they were actually charged with felony conspiracies.
Yeah, they've been charged with felony conspiracies. And, you know, the reality is I think everyone that's involved with water fluoridation could be charged with the same, don't you? I mean, we know that the water up there in Flint has been corrupt and you know, contaminated, but wouldn't you say that anybody that's drinking out of a water supply that's a municipal water supply with fluoride in it, they would have a case against the people that are putting that fluoride as far as being conspirators as well?
Yeah, it's conspiracy against their health because all of the science, so-called science, that says fluoride is good for you, the only argument that can be made in a very narrow place is that it's toxic to plaque-causing bacteria. And, of course, it's toxic to your brain as well, but never mind that.
And, never mind that. Never mind the fact that it causes cancer, osteosarcoma. And never mind that it's based upon that assertion is based on a faulty understanding of what really causes the disease. It's based on the germ theory. And we all know that that ain't actually accurate to a large extent, because that's what our whole pasteurization process, this beware of these viruses and germs, it's all based on the germ theory, which I believe is faulty.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, the thing is, what gives rise to the so-called pathogenic life forms is pollution, it's toxicity, it's imbalance, it's deficiency, and none of those things are addressed in any way except to be made worse with the addition of fluoride or lead or aluminum or other heavy metals in the water.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, my mind is wandering. The conference in October in Dallas, the main ballroom, we're calling the Bichamp Ballroom, just so you know.
And I love that because Bichamp is our hero here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So that's great news. We're really getting good information out to the public. So number one on the real conspiracies, facts, not theories. Number two, those long-lasting chemtrails from airplanes contain biohazardous toxic waste from hospitals and cancer-causing glyphosate that poison organic crops.
Mm-hmm. Not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's conspiracy fact. I mean, the government actually has patents on different methods of geoengineering. You can look them up. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there's multiple patents that our government has. They've been openly admitting for about the last 15 to 20 years that they're spraying us with chemtrails. But then they say, well, it's you know, to combat global warming. It's for, here's the good reasons that we're doing it. But then when people question chemtrails, then they're called conspiracy theorists, even though it's openly admitted that there are chemtrails. It's just, what's the purpose for them?
Yeah, it's crop dusting humans. For what end? Is it population reduction? Is it to lower consciousness, to make us incapable of functioning fully so we can't see what's really going on? Or even if we can see what's going on, we don't have the energy to act up in the face of tyranny, the face of mass poisoning? Mm-hmm. This is a big, big issue. Number three on the conspiracy list, a fact, vaccines still contain mercury.
Yep, including the flu shot at 51 parts per million, which is 25,000 times the EPA's limit for drinking water. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing how way over the limit that is, 25,000 times. So, yeah, they still contain mercury. They've been saying that vaccines don't contain mercury, they don't contain tamoxifen for a long time. That's not true with most vaccines still.
Well, and even if it doesn't contain the mercury or it contains it in lesser quantity, the reality is, like with the movie Vax, we begin to see the MMR vaccine, which supposedly doesn't contain mercury, still creating serious neurological problems, including autism. And so, again, don't let them fool you. Oh, well, we don't have mercury in this vaccine. Doesn't mean it's safe either.
Right. It doesn't mean it's safe. And it's like, you know, there's no MSG in this food, so it's good. Well, is there other forms of glutamate? And the reality is most of the time there is. So, you know, it's like it doesn't contain this one poison, but it's got these other 25 poisons you didn't ask about.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the case with vaccines. I mean, let's say that there are some that don't have mercury today. Well, look at all the other crap that's in them. Yep. It's like you got rid of one poison, but there's still another dozen in there.
How about number four? This is a great controversy because people still fawn over Bill Gates. Oh, Bill Gates. Well, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they want to eliminate billions of people over the next decade using vaccines and GMOs. And you can listen to him say it for himself on video at a TED conference. Now, what are the arguments? Oh, well, he didn't mean that. He was taken out of context. You didn't understand what he was saying. I think it was fairly clear.
I've seen the clip, too. I agree. It's pretty clear to me as well. But I guess, you know, the thing that bothers people with that is that here's a guy that, you know, founded Microsoft. We all look up to him. He's a philanthropist. He's got, you know, lots of money. He's the American success story. And then, you know, it's this cognitive dissonance. How could somebody that we look at, at least I used to look at, you know, in such a positive light, be so bad?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess sometimes people just won't let themselves believe that.
Sure. And remember, I've talked about this, that when you get up to the scale, and I think this also relates to what I mentioned that got me so upset at the open of the show today about Whole Foods and the GMO labeling. When you get up to the billion, multi-billion dollar level, they have a come to the New World Order meeting. I mean, they basically say, listen, you're going to play ball with us. You're going to pay your tribute to us. Play the game the way we say to play it, or we'll wipe you out. And it was the antitrust stuff they were threatening. It was a global attack on Microsoft at the time. And afterwards, suddenly you see the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming out promoting vaccines. I mean, he was read the Riot Act. You play it by our rules, or you're done.
Yep. I know, you know, and I've heard that from other people, and I've heard that that's happened. Not just from other people, but to other people. And, you know, we could tell some stories. We don't have enough time for this show to do that, but that's a pretty common, you know, come to the New World Order meeting. It happens.
Yep. Number five on the list, President Obama purposefully allows terrorists and illegal aliens into America who are destroying our health and livelihood with infectious diseases, violence, and acts of terror. Now, some people say, well, that's just racist to say that. It's like, what does this have to do with race? This is about
how is that racist?
A country protecting its borders. This is why England voted for leaving, you know, with the Brexit thing, to leave the European Union. They said, you know, we've lost control of our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what happened there is hopefully the tipping point. Maybe it's the first domino in many, but it's a good thing. I mean, people lock their door at night. They put their fences around their houses. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not racist. Mm-hmm. Just protecting your territory. It's the same thing with the United States. It's not racist at all. Matter of fact, you know, one of the things Trump gets accused of is being racist because he wants to build a wall, but he's completely in favor of legal immigration. He's just not in favor of illegal immigration. You would think that would be something that everyone could agree on, because that means that to get here, they're breaking the laws of this country. And you would think that no matter what party you are, you would think that with upholding the laws of the United States is good, no matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. But they don't seem to get it.
As I've said so many times, if you follow the laws of nature, the natural world, and as nature's God has created all of this place, there are basic rules. And one of those things is a cell membrane knows what to let in that's good for it, knows what to keep out that is bad for it, unless something has corrupted it. And in this case, Obama has continued the corruption and allowed this to happen, not to the benefit of these United States, but to its detriment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. And that's, you know, that's why I think that this upcoming election is so important. And I think that's why people should really evaluate what the candidate's position is on illegal immigration, because it was destroying England, and they chose to get out of European Union, and it's destroying this country right now.
Also, what's their position on forced vaccination? That's the next on the list here as we cover conspiracy theories that are actually not theories, they're actually factual. And not very satisfactory, but we'll cover them with Ty Bollinger outside the box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Check out cancertruth.net and thetruthaboutcancer.com. We have it all linked up in the show notes. Lots more outside the box to go after this brief break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Top of the week to you. TMB at RSB, Outside the Box. Remember the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal. Man, bringing you a lot of information in a small book. I challenge folks on that, DMB, when I review our book. I was like, you know, I keep saying, how did we fit all of that in one book? And then we added more.
It's a lot of great information into a relatively easy-to-read book. Not all that big, just a little over 100 pages, but chock full of information for sure.
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to ask you, because last hour Super Don found this story about changing your last name to Burger. Uh-huh. You get a free burger every day. What would you change it to? I think our book is so it's like it's all the center of a saying. It's all the valuable stuff in there already. And
It is. By the way, what would you change your name to? I didn't hear that part.
Well, Super Don said Lamborghini. You know, I was just, and then he said,
so he can get a free Lamborghini
every day, right? But how about okay. Like? And then he suggested he was better than me. I wasn't very creative about this because I'm like, you know, I'm a vitamin L kind of guy. I don't need stuff so much, but. Durian was a good choice that Super Don remembers. I love durian from Thailand, the stinky fruit, but it's so yummy and delicious.
Yeah, you know? That's a good one, Robert. RSB, RSD.
RSD.
I think I'd change my last name to Food, just so
food.
I could get Thai food every day.
Thai food, I love it. Oh, but we'll have to go to Thailand and dodge the durian and see if you can handle it when we're there together one day.
That was like fun.
All right, so number 6 on the conspiracy list, not a conspiracy in the sense of a theory, but a fact, and it relates to the fact that, yes, indeed, they are forcing at the point of a gun your children to be vaccinated. Look at SB 277. If you want them to go to public school or private school, you're busted. You're not getting out of it. And if you want to have a job that works with children, daycare centered, anything that comes into contact with kids, adults, you're also got the mandate by force of a gun or you will lose your job.
I mean, isn't it? Almost just unbelievable that we're talking about this as being true. I mean, literally, would you, 10 years ago, I would have never thought that that would be something that wouldn't be an onion story. But this is true. This is really happening. People are being forced to be vaccinated, even if it's against their will.
Right. Well, there is pushback. You know, there is pushback, I know, but
yeah.
Still, it's that it ever came to this. The people were on drugs. They were asleep. They trusted these priestcraft in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism to the point where they've lost parental rights.
Yep.
And, you know, that's not happening here, and we're not going to let it happen anywhere else. So stand up for your parental rights.
Yep, stand up.
Yep. Number 7, U.S. government supports, funds, and encourages the sale of aborted baby body parts.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Via Planned Parenthood. I mean, sure. Mm-hmm. We've seen the video. I saw the videos last year. They were going around, and I was literally sick to my stomach looking at what they're doing to these babies to get the aborted parts that are on for black market. I mean,
right.
it's literally nauseating.
Well,
so that's not conspiracy theory. It's fact.
The biotechnology field is just, they don't have enough money to figure out another way to get stem cells or something, man. It's just bizarre and disgusting. Number 8, the cancer industrial complex, full swing. Overdosing healthy Americans, right? I mean, toxic chemo. You talk about, what was it, Dr. Fatah in Michigan? And then the article,
45 years in prison.
Yeah.
Medicare for $93 million. Did you see the article that Mike Adams posted, though, here, I think today or yesterday, about he tried to help a group of the Fatah patients. They have some kind of a chemotherapy support group up there, and he tried to give them about $20,000 worth of non-GMO vitamin C to help them out, and they threatened to sue him. The leaders of the group threatened to report him to the FBI and sue him.
Right.
For being nice. I mean, what dare he, right?
Yeah. What is he? Hello, FBI. Yes. What's your problem here? Is there a terrorist? Yes. There's this guy, Mike Adams. He's trying to send us GMO-free vitamin C.
Yeah.
Right. What?
It's bizarre. It's really bizarre because Mike was Skyped me about that yesterday. I couldn't believe it. He had to tell me that he wasn't kidding.
Yeah. That seems like a spoof.
I thought this is a joke.
Yeah. Number 9, chemical agricultural giants like Monsanto, Bayer, DuPont, Dow, and Syngenta purposefully contaminating non-GMO foods with a deadly herbicide called glyphosate to trick health-conscious Americans into eating cancer-causing foods. That is the grains that are being coated in it right now.
Yeah, and that's no conspiracy theory. That's fact. And we know World Health Organization announced last year that glyphosate is the probable carcinogen. So they're coating the food with something that we think causes cancer. We know it causes cancer.
Number 10, psychiatric drugs like SSRI drugs, main factor responsible for mass shootings in America, multiple homicides, coinciding suicides.
Yep. And maybe even a little bit of MKUltra going on there, too.
Yep. Well, number 11, prescription drugs, the leading cause of sickness and death in America. And, you add in OTC and it might be leading cause of death in the world. Those of you relying on the FDA to tell you what's good for you, run the other way or you might not be able to run at all. All right, folks, what did Angelina Jolie predict or what did we predict about Angelina Jolie a few years back right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? It's coming true.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Should be able to remember this date now, the Ann Arbor event, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and that Ty Bollinger and family will be up there. I'll be up there. We'll see who else is going to join us. It's going to be a great event, and that is September the 11th. So now we know. Mark your calendars. Those of you in Detroit, Ann Arbor, Livonia, wherever you are, come on over to Ann Arbor that day, September 11th. Let's see. Predictions. right? Sometimes we'll make predictions. We'll see a story, and we'll go, you know what this means. You know what's coming next, don't you, right? And remember all those years ago, we were talking about Angelina Jolie. We did a lot of stories on it with the BRCA gene mutation and how she had all of her, you know, female family members. And, you know, it was a tragedy. We weren't belittling that she lost members of her family to breast cancer. But then they came up and said, you know, she's now the poster child for the BRCA gene mutation. And then she says, I'm going to prophylactically, I think was the word, remove my breasts, and she said ovaries too. And we said, okay, this is the trend. This is now because Angelina does it. We're going to start seeing this as a mainstay of modern medicine. They're just going to say, hey, go ahead and remove those little things because God made a mistake. You don't need them. Of course, I'm being facetious. It's ridiculous. But look at this article. We were right.
Well, I remember speaking about it that day with you, Robert, whenever it happened a couple of years ago, and we both predicted this, and sure enough, it's come to pass, hasn't it?
Yeah, they should call it the Angelina Jolie special at this point. And, you know, I wish Jolie would get super intelligence. I know she's just an actress, but maybe even a nice person, but her dad, John Voight, couldn't get through to her on this. This headline reads, women would benefit from preemptive ovarian cancer operation. In other words, don't wait for cancer. It might happen. And just go ahead and remove them now. You don't need them.
It makes no sense, does it?
I don't know on what planet it does make sense. But
it makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even the American Cancer Institute or the American Cancer Society or the NCI, I believe it's one of the two, they say that the BRCA gene mutation is only attributable to like 15% of ovarian cancer. So why would you get a preventative... What do you call it? Ovarectomy? I don't know what they call
ovaries. Yeah.
Why would you do that if it's only associated with up to 15% of ovarian cancers? I mean, I don't get this. It makes no sense. And even if it was 100% association, why would you remove ovaries that were perfectly good, that had no sign of cancer, just in case you might get it later?
And also there's science to show that the BRCA so-called gene mutation may be actually cancer protective in a healthy woman. Right? So no discussion of the fact that, you know, you might be toxic, you might be deficient, you might have problems with methylation and detoxification. But they say here that if you're 40 or older as a woman with a lifetime risk level of however they determine it, 4% or greater, they say that by taking your ovaries out and then doing hormone replacement therapy, which, by the way, causes cancer, they claim it would provide you an extra 43 days of life.
43?
That's what they say. I don't know where they come up with this stuff, but
how do they come up with that statistic? I mean, that's like, you know, 78.2% of statistics are made up on the spot. That sounds like one of them.
I think you're right. Now, ladies, I've been telling you, I've been encouraging you for years, ever since I learned about the barbarous nature of, or lack thereof, a modern medical man, to rip out your body parts. To say, man, hold on to them as if you were a man, because men are a little bit more reluctant to have their body parts removed. And I want women to stand up like men do, in a sense, and say, you're not taking those things from me. I was born with them, and they're designed for me, and I'm going to look elsewhere for help.
Absolutely. I mean, you make a good point there, RSB. If the shoe were on the other foot, I mean, you don't hear about men getting preventative, you know, testolectomies, whatever, when you remove your testicles. That doesn't happen, right? I mean, you've never heard of that happening.
Granted, if they turn into something as big as a rhinoceros, you might have a second thought. But outside of that, you're going, stay away.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. So I think that if we did put the shoe on the other foot, I mean, you can do it with mammograms, too. I mean, the mammograms are so invasive and so just intrusive to women. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if the screening for men was to get their private parts smashed?
Yeah, put like those in this little breasts? Vice grip here. Men would be going, what? Are you bonkers? No. You could take a picture from a distance, but you're not coming anywhere near them with that. But thank goodness for Joe Biden, who's been put in charge of the Cancer Moonshot Initiative by President Barack Obama. Because, one on the list, they say increase selenium supplementation for everybody. We're going to cover it at the government level. Number two on the list, we're going to increase detoxification. Wait a second. Am I reading the right list here?
And then right after that it says eat organic food. That's not on the list.
No, that must be on the Truth About Cancer website. I'm sorry. No, the Joe Biden Moonshot Initiative has nothing to do with anything that would actually prevent or reverse cancer.
Nothing at all.
Send us $100 trillion anyway.
It's like we're almost there, you know, right? Dangling the carrot. We're almost there. Send us more money. We need more money. Yeah. It may just take a few years, a couple. couple, you know, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, we'll be there. Please just keep sending us money.
Now, TMB, I know you have compassion for Joe Biden. I'm serious about this. His son Bo died last year from brain cancer. But, you know, what he's doing is equivalent to what, if Ty, when you looked at your family members all dying of cancer and you learned that they died of the treatment of cancer, and you said, you know what, I'm going to start raising money for more treatment for cancer, the same stuff that killed your family members. I mean, that's where I go. Biden, you know, I have compassion for you losing your son, but man, oh man, have you sold out to a religion that is, you know, a cult of death.
It is. It is, man. And that, Robert, that is just the best way to refer to it. It's a religion. It's a death cult. That's what it is. Because, I mean, it's insanity, right? Einstein said insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, with cancer, with treatment, with chemotherapy, we're doing the same thing over and over. And people are dying over and over. And we expect more research into chemotherapy to be the answer. That is completely insane.
Yeah. You know, if we eliminated the field of oncology today, more people would live than would die of cancer because of
That's
the
true.
Treatments. You think about that.
That's true.
And it's not that, you know, we've met oncologists that are actually doing true innovative therapies. You've talked about the Regvir. I mean, you just look at the truth about cancer and see all of the different things that are available to you. Not all of them are coming from the field of oncology. In fact, the vast majority of them seem to be coming from naturopaths and homeopaths and DOs and integrative docs of all kinds that are not actually oncologists. But what does that say about thinking outside the box?
They're coming from the quacks.
Right?
I mean, that's what people say. Well, it's just a bunch of quacks. None of the real doctors think that. But we all know why the real doctors are the real doctors, don't we? And it goes back to Flexner.
Yeah, well, the real doctors are the real doctors because they use real medicine. And then you say, well, how do you know it's real medicine? Well, because if you take it, it can kill you. What? that's what the skeptics say. If it can't kill you, it's not real. Okay, I'll take some of that not real medicine, please.
I'll take some of the other kind. They're giving whatever's behind that door. I'm going to take the other.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, we got a topsy-turvy world. We got an upside-down insane asylum that we're living in, TMB. And, you know, thank God for you and your family and all those that have participated in the truth about cancer and the other upcoming things that are trying to restore some level of sanity here. Because, you know, and listen, we know that not every doctor is evil and trying to do horrible things like the Dr. Fatah out there in Michigan. But in many ways, even in ignorance, they cannot be excused for what they do. Because this is a very real problem that the leading cause of death, in fact, is modern medicine and all of its trappings, not the third or second leading cause.
Look, after a while, you can't plead ignorance anymore. It's so blatantly obvious. There's nothing controversial about this stuff. I remember interviewing Dr. Buttar for The Truth About Vaccines, and I said, you know, vaccines are controversial. He goes, no, they're not. They're not controversial at all. It's clear that they're associated with autism. It's clear that they're associated with all these other diseases. There's no controversy about it. And I agree with him. It's not controversial. After a while, we can't excuse this supposed ignorance anymore because it's just not excusable. After a point, it becomes crystal clear that the reason that you're, you know, supporting this position, it can't be because you really believe it anymore. It's got to be for some other reason. It's got to be for money or you've been bought or whatever it is.
Well, exactly. And so what we're here to do, and you know this, folks, bring the power to heal back to you. And, you know, we'll point out these things that are absurd and are dangerously absurd and that, you know, show that in the United States and even in Canada, there is a state-sanctioned religion, and certainly in the United States that violates the First Amendment. And we talk about the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, but look at Canada. We had David Stephan. And his family business and dietary supplements, they've had some run-ins with Health Canada over the years. They've stood their ground for freedom. They're a great family, an inspiring family, a wonderful, loving family. And we met them. I met them at the Autism One 2 years ago, the Autism One. And they were charged with not providing for the essentials or necessities of life. And one of their children died. They're not vaccinated. They don't go for antibiotics. And this was a travesty. Travesty of justice. I mean, why the Canadians are not picketing outside of their parliament over this issue. But David Stephan was sentenced to serve 4 months in jail, and his wife, Colette Stephan, 36 years old, will serve 3 months of house arrest for basically the ambulance didn't have what was necessary to save the life of this child. And, of course, they were trying to do a backdoor method, the Canadian government, to make liable parents who don't want to vaccinate their children if something happens because their constitution forbids forced vaccination.
Well, you know, the irony of this whole thing, I mean, it's just a sad story, is that they have been arrested and charged and convicted and going to jail because their son died, and nothing that they did has been definitively linked to his death. They were basically railroaded, it appears, through this article. Now, contrast that with the story of Thomas Navarro, who was forced to do chemotherapy by the FDA U.S. government, and he died from the chemotherapy, and the death certificate says that he died from the chemotherapy, and yet no one's held accountable there. This is the bizarro world that we live in today when it comes to health, that these things happen, because it's just not fair. It's not right that these parents are held accountable when they did nothing, when the oncologists that are killing people with chemo are not being held accountable.
Yeah, if these folks that defend the Canadian government action here call you crazy or a quack or insane, you can rest assured you are one of the sane ones when you can see through this and recognize that the government, even in Canada, has far overstepped its bounds in violating parental rights in this case, and they have failed to provide for the necessities of life, not the Stephan family. And this is what we've seen in California with the push for forced vaccination. It is a cult religious movement in violation, as I said, of the First Amendment to the Constitution. You know, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibit the free exercise thereof. And what they've done is mandated participation in their dangerous death cult, where they're willing to sacrifice children on the altar of the church of their vaccine denomination. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially not when Ty Bollinger's in the house. And we got a lot more healing to go, but only one more segment to do it in. Check it out. All the links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can always call in or leave a message when we're off the air, too, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Remember, Cancer, Step Outside the Box is the book that started it all. Check it out. It's linked up as well.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, we're a happy fellows. We're happy fellows, aren't we, TMB? And Super D, most of the time. But
yeah.
When we talk about the sad state of Americanus Bubicanus, sometimes it gets a little depressing, I'll be honest. You know, I look around and go, you know, how politically astute, economically astute, you know, astute on so many levels are we? And not very, very much at all. And one of the guys that points this out better than anybody, with tragic comedy, is Mark Dice. You know that guy. We've occasionally had to feature him. Super Don find some audio on this, and you've watched some of the things. He goes out and asks, like, questions, surveys of average Americans. A lot of times he's on the pier in Santa Monica out in California. I don't know. Was he out there, Super Don, to get this story? He was asking this next
question. Yeah. He likes to select people that are at the beach quite often for these.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why. But, again, it's a cross-representation of the American people on the beach in California, I guess. Except for the fact that it's a Democrat-controlled state, and they want to force vaccines, so there's some weird stuff there. But let's find out what we know about our own country. And I'm not going to say anything more, but let's listen to this first clip, because it's rather telling and maybe a little bumming, but we've got to listen.
What country is Mount Rushmore located in?
I don't know.
Are you an American?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to revoke your citizenship.
Okay.
What country is Mount Rushmore located in?
I don't know.
Are you an American?
Yes.
Were you born here?
Yes.
Okay. Mount Rushmore? Is it? Does it ring a bell?
No. Sorry.
Okay,
so the question is a basic one. What country is Mount Rushmore in?
Is that a question for me?
He doesn't ask what state, which might be a little hard for some people. I had to think about it. But he's asked what country.
Right.
What country, yeah.
But I mean, how can you not think, okay, he's tripping me up by saying what country, but come on, then you hear Mount Rushmore and you go, come on, really, Mount Rushmore? I mean, doesn't everybody know? I mean, the thing is about that, it's like you could say it's in Native American lands that were taken from them. I mean, that would be an acceptable answer, too. But
well, yeah, I mean, and I could see if somebody said, you know, South Dakota, and
right.
thinking state instead of
right.
country.
But that would have been a great answer. You know, then you'd know they're on board, and that, you know, all these people yeah. are Americans. Were you born here? Yes. Let's give a listen to some more.
What country is Mount Rushmore located in?
It's in, it's over in Asia. I think it's China, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think it is.
You think Mount Rushmore over in China. Real quick.
What
country is Mount Rushmore located in?
I have no clue.
What country is Mount Rushmore located in?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know.
And it gets worse, believe it or not. It gets worse because
no way, it can't get worse than that.
I know. He's going to bring Kim Jong-un somehow into this discussion.
Kim Jong-un has attacked Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
And the question is, should we send troops over there as a response, or are we already spread too thin? What should happen in response to the attack on Mount Rushmore?
I think we shouldn't do anything. I think our troops are working hard enough. They need a break. Been in Iraq and Afghanistan for 15 years. I don't think we need to send boys in.
And so to avenge the destruction of Mount Rushmore, you think that would spread us a little bit too thin?
Yeah, I think it'd spread us a little bit too thin. I think we should just stay in America and just worry about ourselves.
And, you know, pay attention to American issues and American history and
yeah, exactly.
American monuments.
We have plenty of stuff going on in America right now. We don't need to be worried about other
Americans
countries.
Americans are so lost and out of touch, they don't even know what's going on in their own backyard, let alone what's going on halfway around the world. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, most people don't really watch the news. They don't really pay attention to what's going on. They just kind of worry about their own lives.
You've said it. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, he's talking about the guy who's he's questioning, right? The guy doesn't even know it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's amazing. Now, I do agree with the guy that we shouldn't be, you know, worried about other countries.
He was right about that.
He was right about that, but, I mean, I guess he didn't see the forest from the trees.
No, Mount Rushmore in America. What country? It's in the United States. Again, even if you said South Dakota, or even if you said, you know, the Sioux Nation, right, or something. But no, it's in Asia. Oh, wait, you mean Kim Jong-un attacked it? No, we can't mess with that because that's somewhere else. Hello, Kim America.
Kim Jong-un's in Australia, right?
Right. Anybody home? All right, folks, we're going to do some constitutional healing. It's July 4th weekend coming up as well. Updates on the Michael Badnarik Constitution Seminar. We've delayed it to give me more time to prep for it. It's going to be big, and we'll get you more information. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Thank you, TMB. Tell them what they need to know, my friend.
Hey, they need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
Woo. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.